Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We're talking about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, as we always do. And, of course, we're accepting your phone calls here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 numerically. 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. For those of you who are outside the immediate metro dialing area, we'll accept your calls as well, as long as you're in Maryland. If you're outside of Maryland, then maybe you're listening online on the Internet, or maybe you are able to pick us up in Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, Delaware, New Jersey. You are certainly welcome to give us a call here on the 410 line, 410-922-6680. Email address for the show is Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com. We've been all over the region this week. Delaware yesterday, nice little drive down through Delaware and the upper eastern shore. Had a good day and been around all week getting some emails from various people, people talking about the upcoming season. Went to the waterfowl meeting Monday night, and the proposals were pretty much uneventful. There were no knockdown, drag-out fist fights, no screaming, no rants, no raves about the upcoming waterfowl season. Looks like things are going to be pretty much approved as proposed, which means a 50-day Canada goose season, two-goose limit for the Atlantic population, the migratory birds. Looks like we're going to maintain our limit on four bluebills, blackheads, or scaup, whatever you decide to call them. That species will be increased from 2 to 4 bag limit. Early duck season, all the bag limits are virtually the same as they've been. The season framework remains pretty much the same. Two youth days, one before and one after the season. The one in February, I believe, is the 9th for Youth Day. kind of wraps up everything. Very generous to the youngsters on Youth Waterfowl Days, and very, very opportunistic for good ducks and geese, especially that that late February 9th season. I think that's tremendous. So there we go. bear hunting season coming up. The bear lottery is winding down. The phone line will open. If you have not applied online yet, the phone line opens on, let's see here, I just had it, August 20th through the 24th. And that phone number, if you'd like to write that down for phoning in your bear applications, is 1-888-579-6768. And I did notice on the Black Bear page there is a there is an error on the permits. It still claims that there are 260 permits available. There actually this year there are 340 permits available. The first 25% of those go to the people in that area, however, which effectively makes it 255 permits available for the rest of us. So it's not bad. As we mentioned earlier, the bear DNA survey has come back from the lab that was conducted last year in 2011. In 2011, the bear population was estimated to be at 701, which tracked right along with the bear estimate, bear population estimate conducted by our own DNR. Just confirmed by the DNA test, and they're thinking that there's probably closer to 785 or so bears here in Maryland. The limit this year is from between 85 and 110 bears, so it'll probably be stopped somewhere in that lower end of that. The hunt will be stopped. The season, when does it run? October 22nd through the 27th. So there we are. I did apply for my permit online. Bought my hunting license yesterday. Signed up for the Compass system. Gave him my Social Security number. And actually, I'd purchased some licenses online once I signed up under the Compass system. You can go in and check your transactions, and I could see every fishing and hunting license transaction since I started buying online, I think, 2008. And, you know, you can go back. You can look back at your purchases and things like that. It makes it much easier to buy your license online by checking into the Compass system. I got my DNR ID card, and it is what it is. I'm not nuts about it, you know. I mean, they got your driver's license number to calculate everything. It was as far as any big deal, as far as giving your Social Security number. If you give it in confidence to the person clicking in the license, it only shows up for seconds. And, you know, somebody would have to be awful fast to copy that. Not that I think that's the greatest system in the world, and not that I don't understand people who have a concern about giving their Social Security number to somebody across the counter when they purchase a hunting license or a fishing license. I do understand it. It's just the way our system works. Unfortunately, in this technical age. So there we are. Coming down on the last few weeks here of the Maryland Fishing Challenge for 2012. We've got a couple more Diamond Jim fish that were caught, and we'll talk more about those in a little bit. I don't know if you remember me saying that if anybody catches Diamond Jim here in August, there's a bonus prize. And it is put up by six Maryland fishing tackle stores, All Tackle of Annapolis, Clyde Sports Shop of Lansdowne, Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena, Herb's Tackle Shop of Northeast, Marty's Tackle Shop in Edgewater, and Tochterman's in Fells Point. Each one is offering a $1,000 gift certificate to the angler that catches the authentic Diamond Jim, if Diamond Jim is caught. And then if the August Diamond Jim is caught, the angler will receive a set of 1-carat total weight round brilliant diamond stud earrings. Earrings. Giving away earrings. Earrings worth about $4,000 from Zachary's Jeweler in Annapolis. And they're also providing 5 to 6-carat blue topaz charms for anglers who catch imposter fish. So, all told, the value of Diamond Jim for the month of August, including the Zachary's Diamonds and the Tackle Store gift certificates, $35,000. So get out there and go fishing between now and Labor Day. You never know. You could catch that tagged fish. That's for sure. All right. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're waiting to hear from our first caller who may have something interesting to say or not. But either way, we'll welcome that call. And I hope to hear from you. That number again, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Y'all are driving the show today. Y'all. Hear that this week? Y'all. Yeah. Vice President used that. In Danville, Virginia, where my sister-in-law lives. I don't believe she was in the room, nor do I think my niece was in the room. However, Mr. Biden did use the word y'all. I guess he's from southern Delaware. Oh, good coffee this morning. What do I got? Donut House, I think. Yeah. I love that single cup coffee maker. Yeah. There she is, Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I wrote a haiku about you. It's not a real great one, but it is written, so I thought I'd read it.
You wrote a haiku about?
You.
Me.
You know what a haiku is?
I do know what a haiku is, but I'm going to have to copy this, so.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Let's start again.
All right.
He now has out Crabs, a second publication. How enterprising. that's it. There's nothing great.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is haiku, and it is succinct, which is the point, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you for not laughing.
I'm flattered. I'm flattered. Very much so.
All right, my dear Alan.
All right, my dear Sally. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Thanks,
bye-bye. And there is John in Baltimore. Good morning, John. How are you?
Pretty good, man. I just want to ask you, there was an article in the paper concerning your buddy, Lefty Cray.
Lefty Cray, yeah.
And a sports card, and evidently they had his picture or somebody else's picture. It was a mistake. And the other man's name underneath. I think the article was in the sports section yesterday or Thursday.
Then another guy's name underneath.
Yeah, man. Find out. So you have to check yesterday's Baltimore Sun or Thursday's.
Was it the printed edition or was it the online version?
No, it's the kind where I guess you buy cards like baseball cards, and they had the card on there, and they had Lefty's name on, and another person's. I can't remember the other guy's name, and the other guy's name. It was all screwed up, though. I just thought I'd bring that to your attention.
Okay, I'm trying to follow you.
Okay, here it is. If you buy a package of baseball cards,
yeah,
and you get Brooks Robinson's card.
I'm with you.
Okay, you got Brooks on the card, and you got Jim Palmer's name underneath.
Yeah, I understand. I understand the concept, but tell me again how Lefty Cray is involved in this.
All I know is there was a card or something, and
in the newspaper or where? Where was this card?
No, the article was in the Baltimore Sun. And it was either Thursday or yesterday's paper, and where they mix up with the name in the picture, and they were describing it.
Oh, I see. So the photo that was in the paper was misnamed.
The photo of the card in the paper was misnamed. Yes,
I didn't.
And that was the story.
I see. Okay, I'm with you. I think.
You know, I just thought that. Well, you know, I thought maybe you'd pick up on it because you're quick on this stuff. I'll tell you.
As far as when it comes to the Baltimore Sun, unless it's breaking news, I'm not much interested, to be honest with you. But I appreciate that. I will check that out. Lefty Cray, the story about Lefty Cray.
Right, a picture of a card or something, and it was mismatched with someone else's name on it.
Lovely. Now was this the card company that put this out, or was this the...
Right. It was a card. Yeah. I guess
okay.
The printer, whoever, the card company made the mistake.
Wow. All right. Sounds like fun.
All right, take care.
Thanks. All right. I suspect that Lefty will be, let's see, whoops. I suspect that Lefty will be at the fishing challenge at the grand finale, whenever that is. And we'll chat with him about that. Here's Brian, you want to see if you can Google Baltimore Sun or look up the Sun and see Lefty Cray, K-R-E-H, stories in there? We'll see what we can find on that. Mellow D in Dundalk. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Blessed with the best.
Great. Glad to hear it.
I'm just curious to know if you were going to be at the Seafood Festival, because I read in the newspaper that they were supposed to give out awards for the Diamond Jim ceremony there.
I'm hoping to be. I'm not sure what's on tap for the day. What was the date on that? Is that the week after Memorial Day, like the 8th, or is it the
16th? 8th and the 9th.
8th and 9th? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm going to try to be there. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, I'll try to run into you.
You'll run into me. What do you be driving? I'll try to avoid you.
Better watch this girl from the Harleys. Well, I hope I see you there, Alan. Have a good day.
Thanks, Melody. You too. Bye bye. There goes Melody from Dundalk. All right. Well, since we're talking about Diamond Jim, let's talk about Diamond Jim. Now, let's see what I've got here. Oh my. I printed out a bunch of stuff here this morning. I'm just trying to find it. That's the mess. All right. Well. See, I had a list. I had a list of folks that all qualified for the fishing challenge, and I thought I had it in here. Wait a minute. Doesn't mean I don't. It just means I can't lay my fingers on it at the time. Well, that's all right. We will talk about Troy Linderborn, the Pasadena. Mr. Linderborn was fishing aboard Captain George Bence's charter boat, the Drizzle Bar, out of Bodkin Creek. That was in Anne Arundel County. The boat left the dock with seven passengers at 6 a.m. on the July 28th and proceeded to motor a short distance to the Baltimore Light to troll for striped bass. The sea conditions were fairly calm. It was very hot, according to Mr. Linderborn. Fishing was a little slow, but they caught four legal striped bass, and they kept those along with several undersized striped bass, and they returned to the water. Now, Mr. Linderborn caught a fish noticed by Troy bearing a 2012 Diamond Jim tag. That tag number was 05282. The tagged fish was caught toward the end of the time they spent trolling. They were not familiar with the contest. Not familiar with the contest. George, I know George Bence. George, you need to pay attention to the Outdoors and Radio show. You would think George would know about it. Seriously. Anyway, fishing, let's see, the tagged fish, they were not familiar with it. They did read the inscription on the tag, which instructed not to remove. The party bottom fished for white perch, croaker, spot off the mouth of the Magathy, where they caught a few keeper white perch, and around 2 p.m. they quit. Got back to dock at 2:30 with four rockfish and several white perch. Now, Mr. Linderborn called in his fish, but several days elapsed involving a telephone tag. Fish was frozen with a tag in place, and a DNR biologist inspected the fish on August 2nd. Also in attendance was Mr. George Linderborn, the angler's brother. Upon inspection, the fish was in good health. The tag was intact. Fish measured 19 and a half inches and matched the fish in the database, which was tagged and released on June 28th north of Poplar Island. Mr. Linderborn passed a polygraph. He'll break an envelope, and his fish may be certified as the July Diamond Jim worth $20,000. If the fish is an imposter, he would minimally receive $500, and he could possibly split the $25,000 top prize with any other anglers who caught certified imposter Diamond Jim tagged fish. And hopefully this envelope breaking will be this coming week. There are two more tagged Diamond Jim fish pending, and the anglers have scheduled polygraphs for this coming week. So, like I said, it is time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Time's running out. Labor Day is the end. You can win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you are lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify your catch, you are in the contest and will be invited to appear at the Maryland Seafood Festival. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in the freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local citation center or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge, honoring Maryland's own Lefty Cray and featuring Diamond Jim. www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, cry all the time. Well, you ain't another hood rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high at last.
Thirty-five years ago this week, Elvis took a dirt nap. Brian, I know you like this song, but we want to send that out to all our upland bird hunters and rabbit hunters, you know, coon hunters, those people who would actually use a hound dog, or people that own one. Okay, are we done? Thank you. Now, speaking of sending out, you know, nice little song, you don't have anything for our vice president. Y'all don't have anything for our vice president, do you? Do you really? Now, he's probably over in Delaware. He's probably kicked back. He's on the computer. He's got the Outdoors and Radio Show tuned in, I'm sure, being the hunter and fisherman that he is, being in, you know, the first state, Delaware. I mean, you've got good fishing and hunting over there. So what do we got for the vice president?
I hear something saying,
where don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang.
Oh, yeah.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. All day long they're saying,
yeah, I want to send that out to my sister-in-law there in Danville, Virginia. And all y'all down south there. Got to have a little fun, right, Brian? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. As I said, went to the public waterfowl meeting, and somebody raised the question, when are we going to be able to kill a tundra swan? Yeah, that was a good question for the wildlife managers. And somebody, of course, chimed in as soon as we have an elk season. And one of the managers said, we'll probably have an elk season before we have a tundra swan season. So I wouldn't hold much hope out for shooting one of those big swans unless you decide you want to go to North Carolina or someone else that has a season on them. Let's talk to Richard in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Richard.
How are you?
Good, Ian. How are you?
Good. Another song you could play is On the Border for him because it is a border state.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of that. That's a good one, though. I was just kind of being topical with his quote this week down in Danville.
That was North Carolina, wasn't it?
I'm not sure which state it was.
No, he said that he was in North Carolina when he was in Virginia.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but he also said the Republicans are going to put y'all back in chains. I'm sure you heard that one, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, see, that's why we sent that out to him.
Yep. Well,
I don't think we'll ever have a song dedicated to our new vice president who will be elected in November, unless it's, you know, Buck Fever or my baby looks good in camouflage. You know, Paul Ryan is a great hunter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and butchers his own venison, and he's, you know, he's quite a guy. I mean, I like the guy. I've liked him since I met him. So, and I swear this is true. I have said this since I met the guy in late 2007, early 2008. I said that this man from the very beginning, nobody heard of the guy. Nobody ever knew who he was. I said this guy could be president someday from the moment I laid eyes on him, just the way he handles himself, the way he conducts himself. And that was 4 years ago. So, I mean, I've liked the guy since I met him. And knowing his background and knowing what he stands for, we're right in line.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could use a lot more integrity in Washington.
Well, we've got it right there, I can tell you that. So, all right, buddy. Anything else?
Hey, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. I bought some of their tickets. They're having a big banquet. I think it's next week.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'll be there.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. Yeah, I'd like to see it get some elk up in Western Maryland.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm not convinced that we have enough habitat, enough range up there for them, but we'll see.
Okay.
But that's me. That's a personal opinion. Hey, if they want to introduce them, and you know, let's see what happens. It'd be cool to drive up there and see them, though. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. Well, you have a good morning.
All right. Thanks, Richard. Bye bye. 410 to be CBM 680, 410-922-6680. You're driving the bus, folks, so get on the line. You can call and Share your fishing, hunting stories. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Just so you know, though, the smart, green, and growing tip of the week, rethink drinking containers. Now, before you grab that cup of Joe, reconsider the type of drinking container you're using each day. Get into the habit of reusing a mug or a glass for water at the office. Avoiding the use of disposable cups can make a big difference and help set a positive standard in your office. There you go. That is from our Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Your smart, green, and growing tip of the day. I won't stop there. There's another one. That's right. And here it is. Pollute less with clean diesel. Encourage your hometown or state to spend road construction funds on newer, clean diesel equipment to help cut air pollution. Contractors, owners, and operators of diesel equipment can retrofit existing diesel engines with new technologies that pollute less, as well as replace old equipment with clean diesel equipment. Any contractors out there? How about state workers? How about municipal workers? Are you encouraging your municipality or your state to retrofit with clean diesel? I would like to know if our state has taken its own advice. Do we have anybody in the transportation authority? What do you think? Okay. Quiet. I hear crickets. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. Let's see. What else can we talk about? We talked about bears. We talked about waterfowl. Oh, no, I'm done. What do you got, folks? Questions? Comments? Anything on the upcoming hunting season? Anything about fishing? Deer season opens early this year, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. A lot of folks didn't who are actually involved in the business. I talked to you know, a lot of meat processors and taxidermists and things like that around the state. Some of the meat processors are totally unaware that the archery season opens this year on the 7th of September. And we hope you're aware that it opens on the 7th of September. That's the first Friday after Labor Day, September 7th. That's the way it will open from here on out for a couple of years anyway. That is the first Friday after Labor Day. That's how it's going to run. First Friday after Labor Day. Anyway, I purchased my hunting license. $24.50 for my resident regular hunting license. And let's see, what else did I buy? I bought a federal stamp. I bought a Maryland stamp. I bought a individual fur bear permit. I bought a bow stamp and a muzzleloader stamp, and the grand total was $67.50 for everything. For everything. Now, I suspect, and I have not heard, I repeat, I have not heard from any individual wildlife official or employee of the Department of Natural Resources or officer or director or anyone affiliated or associated with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, anyone in wildlife and heritage, about an increase in hunting licenses. However, I suspect that the department will come back again, and ask for an increase in hunting licenses. But first, we're going to talk to Albert in Chestertown. Good morning, Albert. How are you?
Hi, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, man, I enjoy your show, man. I wake up to you every Saturday morning.
Well, we appreciate that.
You know, I just heard you, you know, on the radio, and you said you heard crickets.
I did hear crickets.
I mean, are you sleeping outside or something?
What's that?
I said, what, are you sleeping outside?
No, it's just a it's a term that says there are no callers.
Okay.
There's quiet. There's silence on the line. There's silence in my headphones. So, you know, I hear crickets because it's so quiet.
Okay.
Just a manner of speaking.
Okay. Anyhow, you was asking about questions, and you was talking about bears.
Yeah, I was asking about questions and talking about bears. Correct. What's up?
Okay. Well, anyway, I live on the Eastern Shore. Well, you know where Chestertown is.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Do you think that bears would eventually be populated? You know, here. Or, you know,
we had a bear over there a couple years ago that was
up and down
the shore. I don't think he stayed long. I do believe he was trapped and transferred, was he not?
Yes, he was. But, you know, since he had that one, do you think they're going to, you know, like, populate the area?
No, because here's what has to happen. They have to come from an area where there is a bear population, which is north or west. You don't have any bears in you do have bears in New Jersey. I mean, they could catch the ferry and come over. You know, the Cape May Lewis Ferry, I'm sure. All they'd have to do is wear a disguise and be able to buy the ticket. But they would have to come from Pennsylvania, Western Maryland, or Northern New Jersey to get to the Maryland Eastern Shore. And that only happens one time a year. That happens in the spring, usually in June when the 2-year-old cubs are being kicked out by mom because she wants to breed again. And it's usually going to be a young male, and he's going to wander. Now, wait, there were two bears on the Eastern Shore in recent history. Remember, one swam across the Susquehanna from the Western Shore to the Eastern Shore. And I don't know where he wound up, but the one that was here like 2 years ago was down in Centerville and Queen Anne's County there, I believe. But,
okay, so what you're telling me is sort of like politics.
Okay.
Okay, they didn't just come, you know, but then they leave after 4 years.
Okay, if you say so.
I mean, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Sure.
Okay.
I get
it. But, you know,
I'm pretty sharp that way.
There's no more crickets now.
No, not right now.
At least I hope not.
Nope, we got you, Albert. I appreciate the call, buddy.
Look, I might call that again, you know, if I give you a good fish in the hunting store. I just don't have one today.
All right, can't wait. Thanks.
All right,
see you. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Stop by to see my buddy, Bobby Hawkins, at Bayline X at Glen Burnie. He was busy. He was spraying a truck. Young lady from, I believe, Easton. Actually, she was from Connecticut. And had a shop, antique shop in East Hartford. She was here settling an estate for somebody in Easton, Maryland, and bought a truck and took it in, had it sprayed with a bedliner from Bayline X of Glen Burnie, which was cool. I thought it was really cool. You know, Bayline X of Glen Burnie, run by Bobby Hawkins. By the way, I think he might be hiring for anybody that's looking. Somebody to do truck prep and, deliver and pick up vehicles. So you might want to give him a call. Write this number down at the end of the show. The two young guys that work for him are going back to school at the end of the summer. So think about that. And, you know, Bayline X of Glen Burnie, the only authorized Line X dealer in Glen Burnie, is proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Line X spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex bedliners completely seal out rust. The Linex bedliner has a durable non-slip surface that reduces noise and vibration. Linex bedliners resist most chemicals, fuels, and acids. They protect against impact, and your Linex bedliner will clean up like new at your local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offers Linex protection that can come to you. The Linex mobile unit can come to your farm, your business, your job site. Apply the Linex coating to your trailers and tanks and equipment and anything else that needs protection. Secondary containment, plastics, styrofoams, all no problem. Back to bedliners. The new Linex Extra is fortified with DuPont Kevlar. Utilizes your paint code will match your bedliner to your truck. Yes, to the color of your vehicle. And provides Kevlar protection to your truck bed. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, Bay Linex in Glen Burnie. 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Visit them online, baylinex.com. That's 400 Arundel Corporation Road. Visit them online, baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is the man, 410-789-0199. Mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show, Ellis Outdoors, and find out how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. Fishbones Bait and Tackle, 4729 Mountain Road in Pasadena. Stop by and see my friend Bud. Bud has got crab bait, fishing bait. He's ready to go. He's got an accurate fishing report. He's got everything you need for fishing and crabbing, including those great crab steamers. Made out of stainless steel, right here in Maryland. The last crab steamer you'll ever need to buy comes in three sizes with a basket and a lid. Half bushel, 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 and a half. Three sizes. You will enjoy it. Stop by and see Bud at Fishbones Bait and Tackle. Take Route 100 all the way to the end. Hit Mountain Road. Head towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles. They're on the right-hand side next to the Shell station. 410-360-0573. 410-360-0573.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hi, it's Andrew Colton for Gordon Deal. Monday, managing your kids' finances in college. How to make sure all money isn't fear money. Join us for the Wall Street Journal this morning.
Weekday mornings at 5 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
For our trappers out there.
Because I love you too much, baby.
We normally do what?
Why can't you see?
Muskrat Love.
What you doing to me?
Yeah, I know it's Jumpsuit Elvis.
When you don't believe
yeah. That was his In a Ghetto mode and Suspicious Mind mode.
We can't go.
Part of the comeback tour, wasn't it? Part of the Chunky Elvis time. Oh, we can't remember him like that.
And we can build our dreams on suspicious
mind. All right, that's enough. Caught in a trap. Can't get out. Right. Talked to the folks at the Trappers Association at Buckwild Show up in Western Maryland the other day. Pretty nice display, a little educational thing there for the kids and whoever wants to learn about fur trapping, animal damage control, you know. (sighs) 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. What's your opinion on anything? I mean, are you one of those folks that participates? I mean, do you occasionally show up at a meeting? Do you comment on the public comment periods when things are coming up? I mentioned earlier again, without any input from anybody in wildlife and heritage or the department or any employees of the Department of Natural Resources, I'm thinking they're probably going to go for a hunting license increase in the next session of the General Assembly. And I'm thinking that they have to do a better job in marketing that and maybe helping you folks understand why the funds are needed. First of all, taxpayers in Maryland do not contribute any funding to the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service. Hunters, who buy licenses and sportsmen who buy hunting license or who buy guns, ammunition, archery tackle is the other funding source through the Pittman Robertson funds. That's it. No taxpayer money. Not after this year. None in the budget. So, it was pointed out that the surveys that we do on the Ngava Peninsula for Atlantic population goose, nesting surveys, banding studies, things like that, midwinter wildlife surveys, anything that involves flight, you know, renting a helicopter to fly over the breeding grounds or fly over the you know, the Chesapeake area and the inland waterways to count ducks and geese or to go to the nesting grounds and count nesting pairs and goslings and things like that. No money. No money. So what happens when there's no money and studies don't get done? We can't base our management practices on science. We can't base them on the numbers because we haven't been able to go and get the numbers. We haven't been able to go and count an estimate and use the computer model to see what's going on. So what does that mean? More restrictive seasons. It means that it makes it harder to manage. What do you think? 410-922-6680. Let's talk about to Jeremy in Middle River. Good morning, Jerry. Jeremy, how are you?
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, I'm wondering if the kind of boat I'd like to get actually even exists.
Talk to me.
What I'd really like to find is something like a little tiny sailboat that, once it's anchored, one or two people could sit in and fish off of.
Sure. They're out there. A little skiff type of deal. Yeah, they're out there. You might have to go to the sailing capital of the world, Annapolis, and, you know, do some shopping. But, yeah, they're out there.
Because I've always wanted to learn to sail, and I know it's much easier on a smaller boat from what I've been told by people.
Yeah, well, no doubt. Do you have a place to keep it, or would you trailer it?
There's a couple places I could keep it in the water, or I do have room for it to sit on a trailer.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be my recommendation. Start scouring Annapolis and talk to some of the sailing dealers down there. See what you can find if you're looking for a little mini sailboat like that. I mean, I'm sure they exist.
Okay.
That it?
That was it. Love your show. I discovered you a few weeks ago when I started working the shift I work.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I've only been here since 1988.
Wow.
Wow is right.
I work 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So you're catching me on the way home, huh?
Yes.
Gotcha. I appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
Stay in touch. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Who is this? Gary. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Hi. Doing good.
What's up?
I just want to let you know that there's a whole group of us taking out a bunch of wounded warriors fishing today out of Dominion Marine on Kent Island.
Oh, good. Good for you.
I'm a guide myself. Some of the guys are guides, but some of them aren't. Some of them are just volunteers.
Now, is this an organized effort for some guy?
With a group called Project Healing Waters.
I've heard of them, yep.
They're
sure.
Actually running the event. They kind of focus on fly fishing, but we'll do whatever.
Sure, I know who they are. Absolutely.
Especially today, since they're calling for 20-knot winds.
But. Yeah, they're probably going to be trolling or chumming or live line.
We don't do any of that. We'll be light tackle fishing if we're not fly fishing.
Okay, then.
That's all I do. I do light tackle and fly fishing charters.
All right, Gary, I appreciate that, and I appreciate taking the guys out. Thank you very much. There you go. Wounded Warriors on the water today. Thank you for your service, guys. Let's see. Joe, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What's up?
I was just going to follow up on your comments about increasing hunting license.
Please.
So I take it from your editorial comments that you think it's a good idea to raise the.
I hate paying more money for anything, but I see I see the necessity of it because I am in touch with the wildlife managers. I am in touch with the department. I do know some of the draconian cuts that have had to be made. I do know some of the personnel that has been cut. I do know some of the projects that are important to hunters. And I understand this very basic concept. Without the science, you can't justify the seasons and the bag limits. If you don't have the money to do the science, you are under attack from all sources all around us about hunting and trapping and the necessity for it, just like gun owners are under constant assault from the left. Okay? So if you don't have the science to back it up, it's put up or shut up. So how can we continue to manage our bears? How can we continue to manage our fur bears? How can we continue to manage our forest game, which is probably the biggest challenge, deer management? How can we continue to manage our waterfowl if we don't have the money to fund the programs that we need to establish the science to justify the existence of those seasons and bag limits? That's what I'm talking about. When the money falls short, where is it coming from? And what has to be cut? And what disadvantage is it to the hunting population here? What does it mean to us down the road?
Right, I have no problem with that, and I understand the science helps establish a baseline so that you can have an honest discussion about how to manage the resource.
Right.
I totally understand. And my issue is the...
I knew there would be.
Well, it's almost accepted that the only way this department is funded is through hunter licenses and purchases that... sporting goods stores, et cetera.
That's correct.
Why did it not come from the general fund? Why is that department, you know, separated out from the rest of what's funded by the state government?
You tell me.
Given that, this state is taxed about as high as any state in the union.
Agreed.
Right?
Agreed.
So something is amiss if here we are, and I agree the Department of Natural Resources, by and large, does good work. But
I'm focusing on one division, the Wildlife and Heritage Service. Okay,
right.
the rest of the crap that they do.
Okay, that's exactly
the rest of the crap that they do.
Cut it. Yeah.
Agreed.
Cut it.
Agreed. But you understand? You understand that wildlife can't cut fisheries. Fisheries can't cut wildlife.
Yeah. And I'm not arguing that should be done. But see, we almost, and I understand it gets frustrating to the point. Well, we know we need this.
Right.
What you and I are talking about, we understand we need this.
Right.
But then what we have is we almost accept it in the state, well, there's nothing else we can do except increase hunting license fees because, one, they won't cut the other crap, as you refer to it.
Good argument. I mean, it's a
and
great...
secondly, there's a general fund. You know, the state's run by people. All they know how to do is tax and spend. So they won't... And they have a proclivity against hunting and fishing to begin with.
See, Joe, you just hit it right on the head.
Right.
You just hit it right on the head. Right there, that last statement that you just made. That particular mindset is why we have to scratch and scramble.
Right.
And okay.
I'm a veteran. I've lived in the state, however, most of my life, even though I've been in the armed services, et cetera.
Right.
And I say most people that think like I do and love the outdoors, we're already scheming about, okay, when my kids are gone and, you know, I'm at that age where I can make some, I have a little more independence to make some decisions, we're out of here.
That's of course that's your prerogative to do that.
Well, I understand.
I happen to love the opportunities that are here. I happen to love the waterfowl hunting. I've established friendships since I've been here almost 30 years. Over 30 years now. I happen to enjoy the opportunities that from my house, I can be 3 hours, I can be hunting, bear hunting in Western Maryland, and another 3 hours, I can be marlin fishing offshore. There's not too many places in the country you can do that here in Maryland.
No argument whatsoever. But then I spent some time over in Delaware at the shore, and Delaware doesn't obviously offer what Maryland does, but hey, how is it that, you know, small states like Delaware figure out how to manage their resources?
Well, I understand. I understand 100%. Delaware doesn't have near the natural resources that we have here in Maryland. Yeah, they got the coast.
Very few states. You said it yourself. Very few states do, and that's why I love it here. I don't want to have to leave, but, you know, at some point, it gets ridiculous. And this discussion, and I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying. I know it needs to be done, but the way the state goes about it, and there's a general feeling that as an outdoorsman, you're not really welcome in this state, what do you do?
Yeah, I understand. I understand that feeling. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Joe. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Yep. Take care. Bye-bye. There he goes. And we'll talk to John in Queenstown. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Doing fine. What the previous caller said about the funding and pointed that out and everything. Well, you know, there have been times when equipment that was bought and funded for ostensibly to do wildlife studies was used for other law enforcement purposes. That had to do with thermal imaging, and that was a lot of money that came out of there. The same kind of...
No, wait a minute. Say that again. Back up again. Say that again.
Okay, thermal imagers on helicopters that were funded with money that was supposed to be used for deer study
right.
were absolutely used to search for interior growing of illegal plants. It was searching for marijuana growers.
Right.
Okay, well, the money is so fungible around in the different departments, apparently, you know, away from there. When the gambling bills come up, the Department of Natural Resources should fund all those studies out of gambling money. It would get a lot of support. You know, we've been in
concession
and everything else, so let's get some of that gambling money.
Good luck, John.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. I don't know about the FLIR units being used to find marijuana growers. I do know that the Department of Natural Resources AIR program has been disbanded. You know, they used to be able to use the FLIR for not only deer population studies, but...